This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live joining you for hour number three. We do 3 hours every night, 365 days a year. If you'd like to take part, please give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can hit us up on Twitch or on Discord. You can find our Twitch video channel at twitch.lrn.fm. And you can find our Discord links on discord.lrn.fm. And another thing,
That'll just take you right to the server.
It will. And you'll load a client and you'll do some stuff. Yep. And if you got a good internet connection and a good microphone, you will sound like you are right here in the studio.
We love it.
Discord. We love taking Discord calls. But I also want to tell you about our amplifier program, and AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you appreciate us putting the ideas of liberty into people's heads, we think that's a good thing, and we want to take a moment to thank Alistair, who is a gold amplifier. That means he's made a pledge to give us $10 to go towards advertising, marketing, and promoting the show. That really does a lot for us and helps us get on more radio stations, which means more people are get to hear the message of liberty. We think that's a great thing. So, again, thank you, Alistair, and we appreciate the hard work you do to make sure we keep this up. And it's been one of those nights where we're all over the board, which happens all the time on this show. We talked about New Zealand and New Zealand's shoot from the hip, no pun intended, attempt to implement gun control, which looks like they're moving forward on, banning semi-automatic weapons. We took a couple calls. We got briefly into a story about CVS actually selling CBD products in their stores.
They're getting ready to roll it out. That's
they,
cool.
They are. They are indeed. And
jump on the bandwagon.
Cannabidiol is one of those components that make up marijuana and hemp.
People swear by it, by the way. I don't know if you've ever met any of these people, but they swear by it for, like, pain relief and all kinds
I
of stuff.
I am one of these people. When I went to work for Keith Murphy out in Manchester, you know, I hadn't done, I mean, it was kick-ass, you know, 12 hours a day, plus you're cutting yourself, you're burning yourself,
right.
You're bruising yourself.
You're in a kitchen.
And, yeah, I was working as a dishwasher in a kitchen, and
that could have
I would go
a,
home.
A whole bunch of really weird occupations.
Yeah, and I would go home, and I had a thing of CBD cream that I brought for my mother.
Right.
Because she
Wait,
has,
you bought for your mother or brought from your mother?
I bought it for my mother, and unfortunately, my father is a pharmacist, and he was like, well, we don't know what the dosage is in that, we don't know what the numbers are, we don't know exactly what it is, so he didn't want her to use it. So I brought it home and I put it on all my burns and my scrapes and cuts and bruises, and they healed much faster. My sore muscles healed faster. It helped with I had pain in my lower back that I've had for years,
right.
And rubbing that CBD cream on that helped it go away. I've had shoulder pain for years. This stuff really worked wonders.
So it's interesting. I've never even brought this up, but I take terpenes, which is another form of way to get CBD into your system. That's a little bit more floral. As opposed to just oils and things like that. But I've been doing this daily for about 2 months, and I've...
So wait, it's oral? the terpenes?
Yeah, and most oils, you can get oils that are just drops. You take them sublingually, you know, put a little drop under your tongue. And I've been taking these for a couple months. It's definitely helped with my anxiety.
Really?
So I'm definitely more relaxed during the day.
And I hate anxiety.
I do, too.
That stuff makes me nervous.
It makes me crazy. But it really does, and it also helps me sleep and some things like that. We're going to stay with the phones because we've got lots of calls. Dave from New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, gentlemen. Have you guys already talked about Bob Hull?
I don't think...
That's a longtime libertarian activist here in New Hampshire who passed away recently. He actually was an early advertiser on Free Talk Live back before the Free State Project was officially a sponsor of the show. Bob Hull was buying advertising on Free Talk Live for the Free State Project.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, the Free State Project wouldn't buy ads with us. He did.
Wow. I had forgotten that. That's cool. He was also a state rep, at least for a while. He lived in Grafton. He wasn't young, but he wasn't ancient either. So it kind of took me by surprise that I just wanted to make sure that he was not forgotten in his passing.
No, I just found out about his passing today, and I was really sad. He was a good guy.
Not somebody I knew personally, but definitely had a legacy out there, and a lot of people are talking about it on social media. What else you got, Dave?
Well, it's interesting that for the uninitiated, Grafton is of the specific geographic importance in New Hampshire, even more so than the state itself. Because it's considered part of the freest town in New Hampshire, and there's been a thing called the Free Town Project, which has been moving people to Grafton.
I thought the first rule of the Free Town Project was you didn't talk about the Free Town Project.
Well, I'm not in the Free Town Project, so I don't have to pay attention to their rules.
Oh, okay, groovy.
Although I did actually live in Grafton for a while, so technically I'm sort of a Free Towner.
Me too.
I swear to God, anybody who's been in New Hampshire for a long time, and a lot of people moved here as part of a liberty-focused migration, a whole lot of them seem to have ended up in Grafton at some point or another, or definitely have friends there. Dave, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I went out to Grafton because the guy wanted people removed from his land, and he wasn't a cop caller, so I went out and along with some other people, and we removed them from the land, and eventually they were convinced that they really didn't want to come back.
Cleared the land.
You know, the longer we're here in New Hampshire as part of this movement, the more of us are going to end up dying here. So it's sad, but he's not the first person who's moved here, who's made an impact on people's lives, who's passed away, unfortunately. We've been here for more than a decade now.
Yeah.
I think Dave Ridley actually moved back in like 2004 or 2005.
Yeah.
So some of us have been here for, you know, more than well over a decade, and you know, there's definitely been more than a handful of people who've passed away either through circumstances natural or accidental.
Yeah.
I can think of another guy who was not a state rep, but a town councilor in this area who ended up dying, unfortunately, in a car wreck that happened. He was driving a dump truck and may have had some kind of a heart failure, ended up careening off the road and you know, dying in a horrible wreck.
That was truly sad.
Maybe he died before the wreck. I don't know what the autopsy showed, but
yeah.
Then there was another guy who got pinned underneath a giant boulder in his backyard. He was working on, I don't know what he was doing next to it, but somehow got pinned by it and nobody was around to help him. So he died there.
It is sad.
Another guy burned to death in his own church up in Grafton as well, John Connell. Who,
that was within last just year or two.
A few years ago, maybe now, two or three or something like that. He was a real big influence on me, the John Connell's advocation for forgiveness and his adherence to practicing it was, I mean, hard to match. He was a real
inspiration. He was a good man.
Yeah.
I've heard that from a lot of people. And, again, these things are always sad, but...
The good news is the Liberty people are having babies, too, but that's not as noteworthy.
It isn't, but it also sort of makes it more real. I don't want to say that in a flippant way, but, you know, a lot of people moved here because they believed They uprooted their entire lives to live in a place that they could help try to make more free. And that's a powerful message. 855-450-FREE.
I plan to die here.
Do you? I yep. do, too. I've already dug the hole. It's in my backyard, because you can do that in New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, or you can hit us up on Discord. Load a client on your phone or your laptop, use your microphone and your high-speed internet connection, and you'll sound like you're in the studio with us. You can find links to that at discord.lrn.fm. So we've been talking about New Zealand. We've been talking about CBD oil being for sale in CVS, or I should say CBD products. Cannabidiol is one of the many components or compounds that are found in marijuana and found in hemp, and it's by de facto been legalized by the Farm Bill, which allowed for hemp production, and some states have actually gone ahead and passed laws allowing legal CBD, or I guess just removing any doubt as to whether it is legal or not. We're going to go to the phone.
Go to that top caller there.
Go to that top one.
Yeah.
Stoney calling in from Virginia. He's listening on TuneIn. Stoney, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Stoney.
Stoney, are you there?
Maybe we got too stoned. Or maybe we got disconnected. I don't know. No, we're still connected.
Stoney, you there? I'm going to put him on hold, and we'll try him again in just a moment.
Pressing it twice actually locks the call in, so you want to press that again and then press the hold button.
There we go, and hit the other hold button. Dave from New Mexico, also listening on TuneIn. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, let them eat lobster. The reason this should matter to anybody listening, if anybody out there pays any federal income tax, New Mexico was just rated number one in the nation for the amount of federal tax dollars they receive out of the 50 states. And I collect these stats as I hear them, and that equates to 30-some percent of New Mexico's public spending. 30-some percent, like a third of New Mexico's public spending, comes from federal tax dollars from everybody, from all the other 49 states. And
don't you wish they just wrote you a check for that money? Is it
instead of taking it from me and giving it to you?
I would like that. The newly elected governor, one of the stats there, or several of the stats, she just raised her governor's office budget 30 some percent, like 32 to 38%, somewhere in there, increasing it. I forget what the actual number is. It's now $72,000 a year. Remember, this is a small state. The state's budget is $7 billion a year, and it's many times that in larger states, larger population sure. states. But some of that money she spent the day after her inauguration, she took all of her staff and family and friends and spent $3,600 on a brunch the day after the inauguration. And
was this taxpayer dollars?
Yeah. This is from the $72,000 annual party fund.
Sweet.
You
throw a hell of a party for $72,000.
Yeah. Well, theoretically, it's used to entertain dignitaries from outside the state in order to wine them, dine them, try to get their.
Why do these people need to be wined and dined?
Well, because
they're dignitaries.
They're politicians, and they've been doing it forever. They tax the people and spend it on themselves. That's how it works.
Hey, just to be fair, and to add a little bit of perspective, most states budget in a use-it-or-lose-it fashion, like our federal government does. Uh-huh. If X number of dollars are budgeted, you've got to spend all your dollars. Otherwise, you're not going to get the same amount
next
year.
So if you have a party fund, you have to spend all the money in the party fund.
Which is why the Department of Defense spent $4.6 million on crab and lobster and a $9,000 chair in the last-minute spending spree. I'm wondering what a $9,000 chair feels.
I bet it's pretty
sweet.
And
if you could get me one in here for next Thursday night, I would really appreciate
it. I'll get right on it.
Thank you.
Well, on that her spending did also include some, she went to a tin shop that sells tin ornamental stuff, craft stuff, and bought $700 worth of various things like soap dishes and such like that for whichever purpose. And somebody went to the grocery store. They went to Whole Foods, it was Sprouts, and they got the $100 worth of groceries that included four lobster tails.
Maybe it was a door prize. A door prize. We had a big event, so we're going to have a door prize. We're going to take you grocery shopping.
There you go. So somebody had a dinner. Obviously, if you buy four lobster tails, it must have been a dinner for four people. And so I can't imagine what that would have been, but it sounds like something private and buying lobster with the taxpayers' money. But anyway, oh, also the
it's good to be in the gang, isn't it? Right?
It is. When you guys buy gasoline, any kind of fossil fuel, liquid fossil fuel. Once again, New Mexico has been number three producer state in the U.S. for quite a while, and they're about to edge out North Dakota and be number two. And New Mexico takes approximately 20% surcharge right off the top of crude and oil and gas that comes out of the ground. And so then that goes to the refinery, and then you buy it to put in your car all over America. And so whatever your price at the pump is bumped up approximately 10% probably based on the taxes that New Mexico's taken off of that. So that's another way New Mexico is taking your money all over.
I will say, in a sense, good for New Mexico because they're getting more money from D.C. than they are sending to D.C., and that is
really
rare.
When you
really
say they,
rare.
You mean the state government. The people don't see that unless they're welfare queens.
Well, unless you're getting the only thing you can do is say that you're getting some of the money back that was stolen from you.
But you're not. Not if the checks are being written to the government, unless you are in the government, and you're probably not.
Well, the thing is, mathematically, the way it works out is anybody has a right to take welfare because government takes from each of us our priceless liberty and owes to each of us an infinite debt. So anything that you can pry out of government is yours by right.
Right. But to Ian's point,
don't give money to government because that is bad.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. Hold on. I'm not saying you're wrong if you're taking welfare from the government as a libertarian. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. I don't want to do it personally because, you know, then they just get more invasive in your life.
Right.
But ultimately, I agree with you, Rich. If you want to milk them for whatever you can get out of them, I say God has bless you. But, you know, when you talk about the states getting money from the federal government, it's the states. It's not like it's raining in the streets, you know,
right.
Cash is coming down, you just grab as much as you can.
What I could say is that,
then also go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, one could say that in some examples, mm-hmm. that you are offsetting costs that would have been taxed again if the state had not got more money back from the federal government. It would be convoluted. It would absolutely be probably impossible to determine what that is, but if a state is costs $100 million to run their schools and they're going to raise all that through taxation, I would rather see them get the money back from the federal government and not tax me yet again, which is what their natural reaction is going to be.
And this is why I like the MGI better, so even normal people get a cut of that money.
Exactly.
MGI.
We'll talk about that when we return. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cesar Sayoc, the Florida man accused of sending explosive devices in the mail to prominent critics of President Trump, is pleading guilty in a federal court. Last year, Sayoc sent devices that could have exploded to places like CNN headquarters in Manhattan and the home of former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle, and other outspoken Democrats who have criticized President Trump. President Trump says he wants to see a full range of free speech on college campuses and universities all across the country.
Federal agencies will use their authority under various grant-making programs to ensure that public universities protect First Amendment rights of their students.
Republican Governor of Mississippi Phil Bryant signs a bill on Thursday that bans abortions once doctors can trace a heartbeat with an ultrasound. That can come as early as 6 weeks in a pregnancy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. If you would like to take a role of caller in our show, we'd love to have you. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And we talk about things, but that doesn't mean you have to talk about the same thing we're talking about. You can change the show. You can call in about anything you like, and we would love to hear from you. We have been talking about CBD, cannabidiol, one of those compounds that's found in marijuana, and it's found in hemp, and it has a lot of people excited. A lot of people, myself included, find some health benefit from taking it. And, Rich, you were talking about how it helped you. You used a cream to deal with some burns and some aches and pains.
Yeah, burns, aches, great. Pains, scrapes, just about anything.
And a number of states have legalized CBD products. Sadly, Texas is not one of them. I was briefly touched on a story, maybe we'll cover it on another night, where they have just raided a company. The Texas police have raided a company and seized $50,000 worth of CBD products because of the war on CBD, which I really don't get. Keep in mind, folks, CBD does not get you high. You don't feel anything other than maybe some relief after taking it. The parts
also keep in mind, it's none of your damn business what I feel.
Thank you, Rich. We've been reading from an article from Reason Magazine, and it talked to, like I said, that's kind of where we're at so far. The federal government's excruciatingly slow acceptance of CBD means that only one product, the anti-seizure drug Epidiolex, has received FDA approval. other CBD products made from marijuana remain illegal under federal law, while CBD products made from hemp now reside in a legal gray area after the 2018 Farm Bill saw hemp decriminalized at the federal level.
Well, I know they're being sold in Keene at the little corner shop that takes cryptocurrency. They've got CBD products there.
The one that blew me away was in the very, very small New Hampshire town I live in. Has a very small little general store where mm-hmm. you can run down and pick up a loaf of bread or a bottle of wine or some fresh cut meat.
Yeah.
And CBD products at the front register.
Awesome.
And that is really cool. Another thing I saw here in Keene, New Hampshire today, driving around, was a big sign outside of another convenience store that says, "We sell Kratom."
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see that in a lot of convenience stores.
I haven't seen it on a big sign alongside the road.
That's amazing.
Winchester. I've never taken this stuff. I've got some of it.
I've
just had it sitting around. I've
intrigued never trying that for pain and things like that.
Yeah, people really like CBD. People rave about Kratom, because it gets you high. In theory, it could, but it also is very apparently effective for people.
So
whatever ails them.
By next Thursday, maybe I'll have my my Kratom report and see how that works.
I believe it's in pill form, like a.
I've seen it that way. I've seen it in gel caps.
I've got it in gel caps.
I've seen it like a loose leaf tea. I think a lot of people drink it like a tea too. So
yeah, that sounds right.
Hey, I'm a rookie, so I don't know what the heck. I'll find out all there is to know about Kratom by next week. The idea.
Fill me in. We'll do a Kratom tasting party.
There we go. There's reasons Mike Riggs explored in a February feature. There's still a raging debate over the medicinal value of CBD, even though most states have realized that there's nothing dangerous about letting people use
it. Who's debating? What's the other side?
Let me read his quote. "The idea that CBD is a vitamin or should be treated like one is an increasingly popular argument among cannabis reform advocates. Armentano and Cott both mentioned in interviews as perhaps the ideal way forward. The FDA could require marketers of cannabis products to undergo facility inspections, and it could enforce strict labeling requirements as it does with nutritional supplements, but it wouldn't require cannabis products to undergo extensive clinical trials as it does now."
If it were classified as a vitamin?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting where that all falls out. That little article continues, "Treating CBD products like nutritional supplements would, of course, require the FDA to cede some of its power."
Oh, that's not going to happen.
"The agency can entirely prevent a pharmaceutical drug from going to market because pharmaceuticals are expensive to make and their value is explicitly
part of the reason
that
pharmaceuticals
are
expensive.
Approval.
Sorry, part of the reason pharmaceuticals are expensive to make is because of the FDA.
It's all about the FDA.
Yeah, and the billions of dollars you have to spend to get through their process.
Yeah. And it's, again, other countries, you want to know why other drugs are less expensive overseas and in other countries? It's because they do not have the FDA. By comparison, nutritional supplements are cheaper to make and don't require FDA approval before going to market. Nutritional supplement companies are like the turtles in a Mario Brothers game. The FDA can and does bop them, but the ratio of regulators to regulatees favors the latter." So, yeah, it is kind of interesting. This story continues. "That sort of regulation sounds far better than the type of overzealous enforcement that was on full display earlier this week in Duncanville, Texas, when armed police officers raided two stores and seized more than $50,000 in CBD products."
No, wait, were these state cops?
State cops.
Okay.
In accordance, according to local news reports.
Texas is, of course, one of the worst states as far as cannabis reform is concerned. They basically have done nothing, from what I understand.
Yeah. Duncanville police say they have removed, quote, "hundreds of pounds of CBD products," unquote.
Oh, those heroes.
From two stores. Not all heroes wear capes, Ian.
Do they even know what they're doing? Do they even have any idea what CBD is and that you can't get high off of it? I can tell you that not everybody does know this. I've got another story here.
The thing is, they don't care, I don't think, if you're getting high. What they care about is that if you're buying something that works, You're not buying their crap.
The police aren't selling the crap, though.
No, just enforcing. But who controls the government? The government is controlled by industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're saying they're doing the bidding of the pharmaceutical industry?
Exactly. They're doing the bidding of the pharmaceutical industry. Every one of the illegal drugs, or just about every one of the illegal drugs, and the big one I can think of that doesn't have any legitimate use is cocaine, because cocaine is just a drug that makes you want to do cocaine.
No. They used to numb people with cocaine.
Okay, yeah, they use it for dental work. That's your ear, nose, and throat, guys.
Those guys still prescribe it, but they use it during procedures.
But all of the other... all of the drugs, then, let's just go to all of them, have some purpose for which they're very, very good.
I agree.
And for which Big Pharma will sell you an expensive substitute.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Big Pharma doesn't have a patent on heroin as a painkiller, so heroin's going to be cheaper than oxycodone, and that's why you can't have heroin.
Well, there's some other things. Don't forget about the fact that we have to disenfranchise black voters. That was another key aspect of making heroin. Right. And that's not me saying that. That was I think, H.R. Haldeman or John Ehrlichman talking about this.
John Ehrlichman, when he got out of prison.
Yeah, talking about that in conversations with Nixon before he ramped up the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. I mean, we recognize, at least we in this room, I think, recognize that the United States is not a constitutional republic. It's an oligarchy, which means that government itself is controlled by a very small number of people.
I would argue that a constitutional republic is still a variety of oligarchy, because it's still controlled by a very few people.
That's an interesting way to put it.
You know, there's no good way to force your will on unconsenting others. There's no moral way to do that. No, it just doesn't work. Just like there's no moral way to rape. It doesn't exist.
I hear you. And we're going to discuss that. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. We'll be talking about that. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about CBD. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Minutes left in our show tonight, but that doesn't mean you can't call in and get on the air. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been discussing CBD and a couple different aspects of that. First of all, the good news, CVS, yes, that CVS is going to begin selling CBD products in their stores in at least 8 states. To begin with, plans to go bigger than that once that ramps up. And on the downside, a bunch of idiots in Texas police officers in Duncanville.
But you repeat yourself.
I know that. Officers in Duncanville, Texas, raided a couple convenience stores and seized CBD. When asked why they seized the CBD, they said, because that's marijuana.
No, it's
wine.
Not. No, it's not.
No, it's not. It is.
I hope they got him on the record, too, saying that, because that would be might be useful in court.
We're going to follow that story, because I really hope these guys get shown for the idiots that they truly
then
are.
Then again, it is Texas, so I don't know if they'll succeed.
Well, you never know. And that's not disparaging the good people of Texas, but I am going to disparage a whole lot of your government.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad police stories that come out of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, Ian, you had something that you wanted to touch on?
Well, since we've been talking about CBD, I saw in the news the other day the news that the Jelly Belly founder is now manufacturing CBD-infused jelly beans.
I would eat those all day long.
No, you wouldn't necessarily, because apparently they're might be a little pricey per bean.
Oh, come on.
They're saying here some vendors have been selling these CBD jelly beans for $2 each.
Do they list a dosage or anything?
Yeah,
I know a little bit about those.
10 milligrams of CBD.
Oh, my God, that's low.
So that's a high price then is what you're saying, $2.
Really high.
Price.
So if you look at like some of the name brand CBD oils or things like that, usually the dosage, and this is sort of like for a day, is somewhere around 100 to 350 milligrams.
I've seen
about
1,000.
I believe that.
And you said that's oil? What was that product?
Terpenes, which is it's what gives plants like marijuana their smell. So they're very aromatic. When they taste better to me when I put it under
my
tongue.
This is the sublingual.
Sublingual type.
Okay, so the full bottle or whatever is 100-something?
No. It's an eyedropper, so you measure out 100 milligrams worth, and you place 100 milligrams underneath your tongue.
So it's 100 milligrams per milliliter?
Something like that. It depends on the strength, and some of them you'll have your directions on you.
How many doses per bottle do you get?
I've never really noticed. I just sort of use them until I'm out.
How much does one bottle cost?
If it's 100 milligrams, this is Keene, New Hampshire prices, somewhere around $30, and that lasts for a good long time. If you get a higher concentration, then the price is going
to
be higher.
Just to be clear, 100 milligrams is
per dose.
That's per dose, so there's multiple doses in the bottle. You're just not sure how many of them.
Right. I've never really paid attention.
So these are way more expensive at $2 per.
Yeah, I'm just doing the math going, this is really crazy high.
Well, it may be.
I hope they're delicious.
It may also be because they are in high demand. So according to the story here, and by the way, I'd like to let listeners know, this story is terribly researched by ABC News, and I had to double check just to make sure this was an actual news site. It's actually from Tampa Bay, WFTS, ABC Action News. Here you go. Jelly bean aficionados will now be able to get high with something stronger than a sugar rush. What's
ABC.
Wrong in that?
It doesn't get you high.
That's not how any of this works.
CBD does not get you high. Yeah. You feel no different after you take it.
Right, so we're in sentence number one
Unless you are in pain.
That's true.
So now we know how badly they've screwed this article up in the first sentence. Here's more. The creator of the most recognized brands, or one of the most recognized brands of jelly beans, has debuted a line of cannabis-infused sweets for candy lovers to enjoy.
Stop. Cannabis-infused?
Well, hemp is the cannabis plant.
Right.
Well, it comes from cannabis.
It's still
okay. So it is infused with parts of cannabis, not necessarily all the parts of cannabis.
It's a misleading
THC
statement.
Isn't all the parts of cannabis either.
Right.
And we infuse things with that.
Yeah, it's a misleading statement at best, I would say. Last month, Candyman David Klein, responsible for the creation of Jelly Belly jelly beans in 1976, announced the founding of his new company, Spectrum Confections, that will offer, get this, this has got to be the best line, that will offer the psychedelic treats in 38 flavors.
Oh, my God, I'm going to trip off CBD?
Wow.
What?
Well, if nothing else, he's got it. If he could always give up the jelly bean business and spend his money on defamation suits.
God. Just for listeners that aren't clear, if it's just CBD and it doesn't get you high, you cannot call it psychedelic. Unless you're going to say the color, the variety of colors in the candies are psychedelic or something like
right.
that.
I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah, I mean, if you call a tail a leg, how many legs does a dog have?
The company tests each recipe to ensure the correct amount of cannabidiol, or CBD, is added to each bean. According to their website, every bean is infused with 10 milligrams of CBD, and Spectrum Confections doesn't process CBD with a higher content than 0.3%.
I don't know what that means. I don't think that even makes sense. Usually, when I see these kinds of sentences, they're saying we're doing CBD, but we're going to ensure that there is not a THC content that's higher than something like 0.1. In other words, you're not going to get high off
right.
of it. So who knows with this article? Who knows? Okay, please continue.
This is weird. Customers 18 and older must provide their own CBD. Along with a lab report so the company can make sure they're, quote, compliant with laws in handling your product, unquote. So you have to
I understand the architecture of the $2 jelly bean.
Now it makes sense.
Why it's so expensive, you mean?
Oh, yeah. My God.
So they're doing special orders for people is what it sounds like. But then they're saying
can customers under 18 get it without bringing their own CBD?
Well, and then it says here some vendors have been selling the beans for about $2 each. So I don't get it. If they're taking special orders from customers that have to provide their own CBD, why are vendors selling it? It's confusing. This is a poorly written article, but if it's true that there are CBD jelly beans, that's kind of cool.
It is.
Is there a byline on that article? What's his name?
Author, you mean?
Yeah.
No, we're going to go back to the phones.
Just ABC News.
We got Bill calling in from Texas, wants to talk about CBD. He's listening to 1340 AM. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I live near El Paso in a small town, Sierra Blanca. And
welcome.
I was listening to your comments about CBD and the arrest of our confiscation of $50,000 worth. And that puzzles me because all over El Paso, you can buy CBD oil at all the different vape shops. It's everywhere. I don't understand.
Are you familiar with Duncanville?
Duncanville, I know where it is. That's in East Texas, isn't it?
Yeah. So we were reading some quotes from the Duncanville police who said, you know, they were asked why they did this, and they said, because that's marijuana. So it sounds like it sounds very localized, but it's always troubling when we hear these things. Go ahead.
So it wasn't the Department of Public Safety, the Texas DPS, it wasn't them that did it?
No, it looks like it was the statement that I read was from the...
State police?
No, it was from the Duncanville
local PD.
Local PD. They're the ones that are keeping you safe.
This could just be a political targeting, then. If what you're saying is that there are other stores that you're familiar with that are carrying this product, it could very well be that they pissed somebody off within the police department, or somebody at the, some competitor has a friend who's in the government, and they use them against their competitor, perhaps. It wouldn't be unheard of for that to happen.
That's right. Well, I don't know, but maybe I know I'm hearing it's legal in Texas because my girlfriend just bought stuff there in El Paso, and they told us, you know, it's a different store. It's all over. So I don't know.
That's good to know.
Where that's coming from.
I'm of the opinion.
That's all it was when I know it was a big proponent of legalizing marijuana.
It's kind of hard to hear you. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or something.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think, from what I've heard, that it's legal CBD oil in Texas, but I was just really amazed that someone...
For our listeners, Bill is not an attorney. Do not take legal advice.
Here in Texas, when our legislature is opposed
to... Bill, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah,
you're kind of
I do appreciate it. Yeah, it's kind of off and on there, but I do appreciate the call. And that's all the time we have tonight on Free Talk Live. Please join us again tomorrow night. We'll be on for 3 hours like we always are, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you for joining us. This is Free Talk Live.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.